Hi there, this is Olga here from Simpler Support. In this workshop, we're going to talk about mastering automations and releasing content. This is one of the most powerful features of Simplero, automations and dripping, and it will allow you to do many configurations inside your products and lists. So you'll see the power of it by the end of the workshop, hopefully. To talk about that, we're going to divide the content in different parts. So first, we're going to talk about automations itself, what's an automation and how to build them. After that, we're going to talk about dripping. What do we mean by dripping? What is that inside Simplero? Then after that, we are going to explain how do we give access to that drip content. So there's a few ways that you can do that inside Simplero, and we're going to talk about them and explain the pros and the cons and in which situation you would use each one of them. One of them is using a list or product content. That would be one of the most common ones. You can give access using triggers, using autoresponses manually, or the most powerful one, which is using automations. So this is when we are going to put all our previous knowledge together and explain how to use automations to release all that content. Then the last part, we will be mastering those automations. So we will be talking about how to revoke the access, how to talk about how to apply conditions in our automation steps, which is very powerful as well. We're going to talk about flows, what they are, and how to manage them, and then how to manually add people to the automation. So let's start with the first part, what's an automation and how we build them. I'm going to go to my Simplero example account. Automations are one of the features of Simplero. You can find them under marketing automations. Something important you need to know to start with is that automations are only available to scale and skyrocket plan. For the starter plan, you won't have automations available. You will have some of the other ways to release content. So this workshop will still be relevant to you in many ways because you can still drip content with other ways, but not with automations, unfortunately. So first thing, I'm going to show you how to create a basic automation, just so you have an idea what it is and how to create it. First thing is going to ask you to choose what your triggers are based on. For now, let's all choose flexible because the other ones can be quite limiting. And so far, they don't have many. They don't change anything inside the automation. So just choose flexible. And then I'm going to call it Olga's Course Automation, just as an example. Then first thing you're going to see here when you get when you start the automation, when you create it, are your steps page. You're going to see here a place to add triggers and then a place to add steps. Trigger is what makes the automation start. And this can be many things inside Simplero. So if you click, you're going to see all the options that Simplero gives us. So how do I want the automation to start? So let's say I want the automation to start when someone signs up for a list. You can do that. So you can go here, choose list, and choose, okay, when the subscription to a list is activated, the automation is going to start. Or maybe I want this automation to start when someone gets tagged or when someone buys a product. There's so many options. Or when someone completes a survey or a worksheet or signs up for an event, almost everything in Simplero can make the automation start. So if you have an idea in mind, just have a look. It's probably there. For this example, I'm going to choose products. So I'm going to pretend that I want this automation to start when my customers buy my product. So I'm going to choose product, and then here it will show you a few options. There's many things you can choose, but the most usual ones that you might want to use are the participant activated and deactivated. So I'm going to choose participant activated. And then I'm going to choose my product, which is called Olga's product for simplicity. And then I'm going to save changes. You're going to see that it shows here the trigger that starts the automation. And you can add as many as you want. So if you want this automation to activate when your customers buy other products and you want them all to be running through this automation, that's fine. You can keep adding triggers here. Now, let's say, for example, that you want your customers to get a welcome email when they buy the product. That would be your first step. So you'd go add step. Once you click on add step, you'll get many options. So there's four main options that you can choose here. One is action. Inside action, there is a whole big list of actions that you can execute. The second one is wait. This one, there's also many options that you can try. So that makes the person wait a specific time. And depending on what you choose here, this time will be different. Those are the main options that you're going to use. And then for more advanced automations, you might use go to, which means go to a specific different step, or stop, which means stopping the automation. For now, we're going to focus on action and wait, which are the most used ones. In this case, I want to send an email straight away, so I would choose action. Then I would go here. Send email is already chosen by default, but there would be other things that you could add if you wanted to. Send an email, send their name, and then I'm going to just put myself. And then my subject will be welcome to my course. And then you could add a body. That's up to you. Welcome and save changes. That will add step number one, which is sending an email. Now let's say that my course actually starts on the 5th of May, and I want to send them an email on the 4th to remind them. Next thing would be to add a step to wait until the 4th of May, because otherwise the automation would be sending all these emails straight away without waiting in between. So I want to add a step. And in this case, I'm going to choose the wait action. I'm going to choose a specific time, and then I want to choose the 4th of May. In this case, all right, all good. You can also choose the time here if you wanted to. And then I'm going to save changes. And after that, on the 4th of April, you can edit the step here on the right side. You can click on pencil. And then we can go here, and I want to choose the 4th of May. Save changes. And then what do I want to do on the 4th of May? I want to send a reminder email. So I'm going to add a step here. I'm going to send an email. Your course starts tomorrow. Excuse my typos. And then you could add here a link to the course or whatever you wanted to. So like that, you can keep adding things. So let's say, for example, after your course starts, you want to wait for 2 weeks and then send another email. So here you would add another wait step. How long? Difference between a while, a specific time, a while you choose how long they wait for. So regardless of when they sign up, they will wait for that time. So if they sign up on the 1st of May, they will wait the same time that if they sign up on the 14th of May. And here you choose how long. So for example, you can choose 2 weeks. If you choose a specific time, that's what we chose before. That would be, you would choose a specific date. So if they sign up on the 3rd of May, they will only wait a day, while if they sign up on the 14th April, they will wait more than 2 weeks. So there's so many options here that you can play around with. I recommend you have a look and check. But in this case, I will choose 2 weeks. Something interesting down here is that for other setups, you could also choose to wait for a day of the month, for a day of the week. And this is really interesting. You can use you can choose which time. So if you want the email to get there, I don't know, let's say from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. because you know that's prime time for emails, you can choose that. And then you can choose if you want to base it on the contact time zone or the account time zone. So I'm going to choose the contact one and save changes. And then after that, you can keep adding other actions. So that's a good example of a basic automation. Something I wanted to show you here is, so right now I've been creating my emails from zero. So I've been like adding the step and creating an email. However, you have the option to have a library of emails that you can reuse in many automations and that you can edit. And that's your email library. So if you go under marketing and you go to email for automations, Here you can create your email. So I'm just going to go to all. Here you can create your emails that then you can use in your automation. So let's, for example, I'm going to create a new email and I'm going to call it welcome to my site. I'm just going to save it. This email will live in my library. So if now I go back to my automation and I go to my course automation and I want to add a step to send an email, instead of writing it from zero, here there's an option to pick from emails for automation. So that's my library. So if I go here, I can choose welcome to my site, which is the one I just created. And you'll see that it doesn't allow you to edit it from here. You'll need to go to the library and edit it from there if you wanted to. So now what if I write a really nice email that I want to reuse later? You can do that too. So let's say here I'm writing an email and I really love it. You have here the option to save this email to the library, and that will save it to the email library and you'll be able to reuse it later. So now we've talked about what an automation is and how to create a basic automation. We'll go for the second part. What do we mean by dripping inside Simplero? Drips content is an option that you have when you're creating your content. So if I go to my course as an example, I'll go to one of my courses, my breathing course. If I go to settings, you always see, well, in this case for options, inside Simplero. Draft means that only administrators can see it, no one else. Published means that everyone that has access to the previous level will see it, and I will explain in a little bit what I mean by previous level. Then you have the option to drip it, which is locking it. So in this case, in Simplero's context, dripping means locking, which means that you need to give specific access to that person through one of the many ways that you have inside Simplero. Otherwise, they won't be able to see it. And then in the case of courses, you always have the option to schedule it for a specific date. But for modules and lessons, you will always see those three options. So for example, a module here, you have draft, published, and dripped, and for lessons as well. What does that mean? How do I understand? I know sometimes that's hard to figure it, like what there's so many levels, so many states. How do we figure this out? An easy way to explain this inside Simplero is this house visualization. This is a public guide that you can find in our help guide, Dripping a Visual Representation. And we call it the drip house. So let's say that your membership site is your house. You can have your house locked or unlocked for everyone to come in. And the same with your membership site. So you can have it open so everyone can log in. Inside your membership site, you have your courses in the same way. Inside your house, you have many rooms. Those rooms can be locked or unlocked, the same way that those courses can be locked or unlocked. So let's say, for example, you have a membership site and you only want your customers to see one of your courses, but then all the other ones, they will need to buy a product to see them. Those courses will be all locked. So they will be all in drip status, and the one that you want them to see, you'll set it as published. Inside your rooms in the house, you can have many closets. And that in Simplero would be the equivalent of having many models. And inside your closets, you will have many boxes, which are one of those like locked boxes with a key. And those are the equivalent of your lessons inside Simplero. All of those levels can be locked, and it's up to you which ones you lock them and how you lock them inside your course. Something important to take into account is that you don't need to lock everything. So let's say, for example, that you have a course with many modules and lessons inside it. And when someone accesses the course, you want them to be able to see everything inside. You don't need to lock every single module and every single lesson the same way that here you wouldn't need to to lock the closets and the boxes, because the course is already locked. The room is already locked, so you don't need to lock everything inside it, because if they don't have access to the room anyway, they will not have access to everything inside it, even if it's published, because the bigger thing, the room, it's locked. So that's something important that you should take into account when setting up your courses. What else? Something else? Oh, something else to take into account is that you need to give the right keys. So let's say, for example, that you want them to have access to a module, but this module is inside a locked course. If you give them access only to the module, so only to the closet, they won't be able to see it unless they have access to the room and they have access to the house. So you need to make sure that you give access to everything previously, so they can access that model. That's something very important when you're setting up the access. Now I'm going to show you some visual examples inside my site of what this looks like. So let's say, for example, this breathing course. Inside it, everything is published, which means that when your customers access the course, they will be able to see everything. Everything is published, so they will see everything here. Now, let's say, for example, that this lesson 3 was a special lesson that you don't want everyone to see. You could go here and change it to dripped. If that's the case, when a person access the course, they will be able to see all of this, but they will not see this lesson unless you give them access to it. Another example would be the meditation course. So for example, this one, if they access here, they will see all of this, published. But then here we have a bonus VIP model. That one, you'd only want your VIPs to see. So we have that model dripped. You can see here that everything inside it, like the lessons inside the model, are published. And as we just explained, this is because the bigger level, so the model is dripped. So even if those are published, no one will be able to see it because the model is dripped. So unless you give them access to it, then they will be able to see all of these lessons. Yeah, I hope that's clear so far. Now, after we talked about the automation and what dripping means, now we want to talk about, okay, how do we give access to that drip content? Now we know that drip means locked inside Simplero. How do we unlock it for our customers? First thing we're going to talk about is using a list or product. That's one of the simplest and most effective way to give access to your content. So if you go to a product, I'm just going to go. So I went to my product, Olga's product. Inside your product, you will see the content tab. Here, you can choose which sites and courses you can give access to through that specific product when they purchase the product. So let's say, for example, I want to choose that they see that to give access to this site, Relax with Olga, and I want them to give access to get access to my yoga course. You can choose it here, and obviously remember to save changes. What this means now is that anyone that buys the product, they will automatically receive access to this site and course. As you see on the right side, there's those little padlocks. They indicate if those sites and courses are locked or unlocked. So you can see here straight away at a glance that Relax with Olga is an unlocked site. So you technically wouldn't need to give access to that specific site because it's already open for everyone. However, we here in the content, we always want to tick it so they get the right credentials and everything. So make sure you tick the site level. And then inside it, we're giving access to the yoga course, which is often locked. But then if they buy this product, they will get access straight away to that yoga course. An advantage to this is that if they are, for example, under a subscription, and they stop paying, as soon as they stop paying and this product is canceled, they will also lose access to it straight away. So it's all automatic. Something to take into account here is that you cannot choose model and lesson levels, only sites and courses. So the models, if you want to drip also access to models and lessons, you would have to find a way to do it, one of the other ways to do it, which I will explain in a second. This exact same thing, you can do it in lists. So if I go to one of my lists here, just as an example, and I go to content, you can also choose this here. So you can choose that when someone subscribes to your list, you can get access to that course. This can be, for example, it's really used when you want them to get a free course. So when you're doing a freebie to promote your content, you can give it through a list, like get them to sign up to a list, and then automatically you can give them access to your site. So they get access to one of your free courses. But that's an example. But that's one of the easiest and most popular ways. Second thing we're going to talk about is using triggers. So if you haven't used triggers, they are really powerful as well. They are similar to automations. They are actions. They are just a single action. So for example, let's say in lists, if you scroll down, you'll find here the triggers. You can find those mostly everywhere inside Zumplero. So they are if-then rules. When something happens, then do this. You're basically giving Zumplero an instruction on what to do when something happens. One of the things that you can do is give access to something. So let's say, for example, I'm going to go back to my meditation course here. Remember that we had all of these models here that were published, and we had a bonus VIP model. Let's say that I want to release this model when someone gets the tag VIP, which I've created before. To do that, you can use a trigger. So that's a good case that you can use that. If you go to, your marketing and go to triggers, you can click on add a trigger. And then first you're going to choose the when this happens bit. So in this case, I want to choose when we add a tag. So I'm going to choose which object type. I'm going to choose a tag. When a tag is added, which tag? Do I have a VIP tag? Yes. So when I tag my VIP, what happens? I'm going to choose to give access to my VIP model. So here under the action, you can go here. And then if you scroll down, you're going to find membership site and you're going to find courses. So here, you can choose to give access to a course model. And that is inside. First of all, you have to go to the course. Was it my meditation course? Yes. And then you're going to choose the VIP model. See that here, there's only one model showing. This is because only models that are set as dripped will show when trying to add a trigger. This is because all the other models are already published, so there's no point on ripping them because they are already published for anyone that gets access to that course. So we go here, bonus VIP model, and we've set our trigger. So now when I click save changes, anything that gets this tag added, they are going to give automatically access to that course model. Here, what we need to take into account here is that we need to make sure that they have access to the previous level. So if you remember the house model here, this house, I just gave access to the model, which is the closet. But if they don't have access to the room and to the house, it doesn't matter if I give access to the model because they will not be able to see it. So you need to make sure that they have access to all the previous levels when you give them the access to that model. So in this case, for example, if they are buying the VIP, it might mean that they have already purchased a product that gave them access to the course, for example. So just make sure that you're setting it up in a way that they get the right access. And you just save changes, and that will add it to your list of triggers. And there's so many places that you can add triggers inside Zumplero, so almost everywhere. So if you have any idea in mind, like, okay, if they complete a survey, I give them access to this model. Or if they complete a worksheet, I give them access to this model. Or there's so many options. So just have a look. And if not, you can always ask support if you have an idea in mind and you can't find it. The next thing we want to talk about is how to drip access in auto responses. So if I go back to my product, remember we just talked about giving access to my site and courses through the product here that you can select it. Now, if you select that and you want to give access to model, like for example, every 7 days or something like that, one way to do it would be to use your auto responses. So you could send them an email every 7 days and release access to that model. The way to do that, if I go to the welcome email, when you're writing the email for the auto response down here, you will see release the following course material on this site. This is only if you have selected content here. If you haven't selected anything, this part won't be there. So you have to give access through to that site and course in this product to be able to use auto responses for the rest. So let's say here, for example, you want to release access to the bonus VIP model here. You can select it and then you can send an email releasing access to these and save changes. And you could do that with many emails. So if you wanted to release a model every 7 days, you could do it here. This is very limited though, because you don't have options such as wait for the 4th of May or add a tag or other actions that you have with automations, which we talked about before, but it is an option. So if you want a simple way to release your models and sending an email, that's a very simple way to do it. Or if you don't have the scale or skyrocket plans yet, you can also do it this way. Then next thing would be how to release it manually. This, we don't really recommend to use that one. So this is only, for example, if you have a friend that you want to give access to your course, or you have a group of a few people that you don't really want to create a list for because they are an exception. You could do that and just give them access manually to your course and to your site and to your model. To do that, you'll just go to contacts or to your list or anywhere that has contacts in it. You just select them, select action, and then here you will see give access to a site. So here I would choose relax with Olga, give access to a site. Then after that, if I want to give access to a course that is dripped, you can do the same thing. And then go find here, give access to a course. And then let's say I want to give them access to the meditation course. Yoga course. I'm just going to give them access to the yoga course as an example. Right? So this way we can just do it manually. Something that we need to take into account when doing this is that if we give that manually, we need to remember to come back and remove the access manually. Otherwise, they will have access forever, which might be fine for you. And also, you need to come and give it to them. So it's not an optimized way to do it. While, for example, if you do it through the product content, as soon as they buy the product, they get the access. You don't need to worry about anything. Your business is automated. This way, you would need to, oh, this person has purchased this product, do it manually. So we don't really recommend it. Then last but not least, using automations, which is the most powerful way to do it because you can do it all together. You can send emails, add tags, add conditions. We're going to talk about it soon. So I'm just going to go back at the automation we created on the first bit. I'm going to go back to marketing, automations. And then I'm going to go to Olga's course automation. Now, let's say that they purchased my product. They got access to my site, for example, through the product content. And now I want to give them access to my course after this 4th of May. You can add a step here. And inside the action steps, I told you there are many things to do. Again, you can find give access to a course. You can here choose, I'm gonna choose my yoga course. So again, remember that it only shows courses if they are dripped. So if they are not dripped, it's not gonna show them as an option. So it's only showing me the yoga course because it's the only one that is currently as dripped. If I try to find the other courses, they are published, so it won't let me. It won't let me show them. So let's say I want to give access to the yoga course after the 4th of May. Once you add the step, you can go here, hover over those 6 dots, and you can drag the step wherever you want. So after the 4th of May, I'm going to send an email. My course starts tomorrow, and I'm going to give them access to the yoga course. Now, let's say I want to release one module per week. If I go to my yoga course here, I just open it. I'm going to go to my courses here on a new tab. I'm going to go to my yoga course. Now here I see there's a bit of a mess, publish, drip. There are many different status. If you want to reset them all at once, a really easy trick is to go here to lessons, select them all, and then select action, publish them, and then you can publish them all in one. So you don't have to go one by one. And then if I go back to the overview, they are all published. Now let's say I want to publish breathing techniques 1 week, best practices another week. I can go here and choose dripped. It will first ask me if I want to drip by day or manually. By day is another simple way to, if you want to release a module, one module per week, for example, you could simply drip by day and just say every 7 days here. But in this case, we want to add more emails. We want to add more steps. So we don't want to just drip it by day. We're just going to choose manually triggers and automations because we want to use an automation. So we're going to go save again here as well. And then the exercises model, which is not complete, but that's fine as well. So now if I go back to my automation, my course automation. Now let's say, okay, I'm giving access to the course and then I want them to wait for 2 weeks. Just gonna get rid of this email. So here, in case you didn't notice, here in the right side, you have the option to duplicate, to add steps, to delete. So I'm just gonna delete here this step. And then after 2 weeks, I want them to get access to a course. So here I'm gonna add, the module. So here I'm gonna add a step, go here, scroll down, and then I'm gonna choose give access to a course module. Which course? My yoga course. Which module? My breathing techniques. So here I'm going giving access to breathing techniques. Now I want to wait 2 weeks more. I could add a new step and choose wait and everything, or I could go ahead and duplicate this step. So here on the right side, I can choose to duplicate it, and then I can hover and move it. Easy. And then I could also do the same with this one. So I could duplicate it, and then I could drag it down. And obviously I don't want this one again, so I will have to choose which course module do I want. I just clicked here by mistake. So I want to choose best practices this time, save changes. And then maybe we want to do the same again. We duplicate, move the step. And then we want to duplicate this one, move the step. And then we want to choose the last model, the exercises one. And we just created an automation here, which will do everything for us. When someone purchases a product, they will receive the email. They will wait until the 4th of May, let them know that the course starts tomorrow, give them access. And then every 2 weeks, it will be releasing a model. Now, a very common question is if Simplero automatically lets them know when they release a course model. And the answer is no. So Simplero only lets them know automatically if you choose, I'm going to show you now. So if you choose to give them access to a site, through. So if you choose, when you give them access to a site through the content and you choose the site here, Simplero will automatically send them an email with their credentials to access the site. These will be the same credentials that they will use for all of your sites that they have access to. So once they get them once, we don't need to send it to them again. You'll see here that you'll have the option to not email participants about how to access their content if you don't want them to know, but usually you would want them to know, right? You want them to know how to do it. And here you have the preview email that Simplero sends them automatically with the links to their content. This will also show if you add a step to, I'm just gonna show you as an example. If you add a step, let's say that we were not giving access through the content and you add a step here to give access to the site, it will also automatically send them an email. And here you also have that the option of not emailing them. So it only lets them know when you give them access to site. But then after that, when you give them access to a course or to a model, it won't let them know automatically. So you do need to send them emails if you want them to know. You could create steps as well, similar to this one. Let's say we duplicate this one and put it here. And then we can modify access to a new model. And then you can modify here. You can also add links, direct links to your course. So I'm gonna show you how to do it. You can create a text for the button, select it here, and then click link. Then here, if you click, then you can choose your sites. And then you can find your site, find your course. So in this case, we're talking about my yoga course. And then we're giving them access to their breathing techniques. So here, and then you can choose link to this model. And you can even choose to display it as a button if you want it like more beautiful, more fancy inside the email, and insert. This will insert a direct link to that model. And then you might want to do that for each one of the models that you give access to. So you can keep duplicating and editing, but that's a nice way to learn how to give access through the automation. Next thing we're going to talk about is mastering automation. So I'm going to show you a few things you need to know when using automations and using dripping. So first thing we want to talk about is revoking access. I've now shown you a few ways to give access to things in Simplero. A rule of the thumb we use here is that the same way that you give access to something, you need to revoke it. So for example, if you try to give access to a list content and then try to revoke it manually, that won't work. Simplero doesn't like that. So you wanna use the same way. If you gave access using list or product content, that will automatically do it. But then if you gave access, for example, using automations and you wanna revoke it, let's say you wanna give them that access, wait a year and then revoke the access, you could add a step here and then choose, scroll down, and the same places where you give access, it usually says revoke access. So here you would wanna revoke access to a course, which course, yoga course. And this way you would revoke access to the yoga course. Another common way, if they are paying for your product, is to create a separate automation that revokes the access when they cancel. So I'm just going to go to the product to quickly show you. This is the product that we created this automation for. What you could do as well is, so down here, see that we have participant activated, start an automation, this automation. You could add another trigger that starts a new automation, or even better, actually, we're just gonna create it from the automations page so that I don't mess up with your brains. So if you go create with automation, again, flexible, I can choose revoke access here. And then when you choose the trigger, so what starts the automation, in this case, you're going to choose product, and then you're going to choose participant deactivated. So for the other one, we chose activated, and in this case, we chose deactivated. Which one? Olga's product, save changes. And then here we're going to add the steps to revoke it. So we're going to choose action, scroll down, revoke access to a course, yoga course, and then you can choose to revoke access to a site. So this way, it's not going to be based on a number, like on a time, on a year, or whatever. It's going to be based on their subscription. So if they stop their subscription, they will also get revoked access automatically. Something to note here, we were talking about this product. Something to note is that because this has already the site and course selected, given through the content, you don't need to also give access to the automation. So they were already give access here. You can use the automation to only give access to modules and lessons or whatever is left. And then when they cancel this product, because you're giving access through a content, it will automatically revoke access through site and course. So then you don't need to revoke access to everything else because everything else is inside the site, if that makes sense. Yeah, that's something important. The next thing would be conditions in automations. This is another thing that makes automations very powerful. So I'm gonna go back to my automation here. Let's say that by the end of your course, you want to send them an offer, an email with a 50% off of a product. So I'm just gonna write my email, 50% off my new product. Buy it. But you only want them to receive this email if they haven't bought your new product, because you don't want them to see that you're offering a 50% discount. Then what you can do here is add conditions. So here you can toggle this on, add conditions, and then you have many conditions to choose for, that to choose from, tags, list. And one of the things that you can choose is not purchase product. Which product? Whatever name your new product has, coaching sessions. So then this way, this step, so this email will only send if they haven't purchased the coaching sessions. So if I go save changes, you'll see that it says send this email if not purchased this one. You can do that with many things. So let's say that here you also had a dripped model, a VIP model, sorry, that you only want them to get if they have a tag. You could also do it here instead of doing anything else. So you could add a step, and then you could give access to a certain model. So here you could give access to certain model and then choose only if the contact has certain tag. There's so many things that you can add here, and you can even use the and or, like everywhere in Simplero, to add further conditions. So you can play around with this a lot, and it can really help making your automation powerful. Then another thing we want to talk about are flows. To do that, I'm gonna find an automation that people has already used. So I just created this automation, so I don't have anyone inside it. But other automations, if you look at contacts, you can see that other people has already run them. So if you go here, first thing you're gonna notice, if you have people inside your automations that are like on a step, you'll see them here. So you'll see this blue box with the number of contacts that are in each step. If you click in this box, you will see which contacts are running that automation, and that we call it flows. Like we say, they are flowing through the automation. And you can have a look at those flows. So you can also access all of them through here, steps and flows. And then you can choose the different status, or you can choose all if you want to see them all. And then you're going to be able to see the contact, when they started the automation, the status that the automation is currently in. So we only have one active contact, all of those already completed. Then when they started waiting on the step they have, and what's their time zone as well. And you will see here some little signs as well, which will allow you to either continue now, which means go straight to the next step. So instead of waiting for the 17th of April, I just want to move them to the next step now. You can also pause them. So this means they will not move until you unpause them, or you can stop them, which means that they will be out of the automation forever. And then once they've completed the automation, here you have a little sign that says re-enter, which will add them again from the start. And those are your flows. They contain really useful information as well. If you're wondering, oh, did a person receive an email? Like if you're troubleshooting, you can click on them and then you will see all of the steps. So you will see when the automation started, at which time, what happened. So first they waited, the access was given, they send the email got sent, they are waiting until X or Y day, until the 24th of April in this case. So you can see what's going on, what's the next step, when it will happen, and it's really good information if you're troubleshooting as well. And then one last thing I'm going to talk about is manually adding people to the automation. So something important you want to take into account is that, for example, we just created our automation here, August Scores automation, that is based on someone buying a product. This will only apply to people that buys this product from now on. So anyone that has bought this product before, they will not be added to this automation. You will have to manually add them now if you want them to go through it. How you can add them now? You can go here to the right side. And apart from the settings and the links here, you have three dots. And here you can choose to start contact. This is, for example, if you only want to add one contact, you can go here and then you can choose. So I'm going to choose Olga Test Contact, and then it will start for them. So you might have to wait a few seconds, but then if we refresh, you will see the contact has already gone through here and it's on my second step waiting until the 4th of May. Now, let's say you want to add a bunch of people, a subscriber to a list. You can also select them all. So if I just go to contacts as an example, you can select many of them. Select action. And then you can find automation, start an automation. And you can choose Olga Scores automation, start. And they should all start. So if I go back to my automation, now I can see I have five contacts here and they are all in there. Something important you might want to know as well is that if you go to settings and you scroll down to advanced, you have two interesting settings here, which is only allow a given contact to run this automation once. So if it's like an email sequence that you only want them to get once, you can turn that on and they won't get in again. Even if they buy the same product or if they subscribe to the same list, they won't get it again. And you can also allow the contacts to be in the automation multiple times at the same time. That's quite a weird case, but sometimes you might want that to happen. So usually we only want the contact to be once in the automation, and that's why this is turned off by default. But there are some weird cases where you might want your contacts to be able to be in step 5 and at the same time in step 10. And I think that's all for today. I hope you've learned a lot about automations, about dripping, and all the ways you can drip inside Simplero. Don't hesitate to open a support ticket if you need further help from us, or you can contact us in support@simplero.com, and we'll be happy to help. Thank you.